I'm Tabitha Safdie for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance with My Telehealth.
Let me hear y'all say, it's a great morning here in South Carolina, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you much. This is historic.
The head of the state's mental health department announced the beginning of Telehealth Awareness Week. The agency was one of the early adopters of the technology. Director John McGill.
You know, it's been declared Telehealth Awareness Week, and I think it's one of the first times any state has done this formally, so this is really great for us in South Carolina.
In South Carolina, a group of doctors, academics, public health, and government officials are all working together to expand the reach and capabilities of telehealth services. This network of stakeholders that make up the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance is tasked with trying to get quality care to those who are in underserved areas in the state. Another goal is to identify from patients what types of specialties people want telehealth for. Adrienne Grimes is with the Alliance. She says that even though telehealth has been around for years, many people don't fully understand it.
The South Carolina Telehealth Alliance conducted a survey just to gauge the information about telehealth that was out there in the general community, and the survey found that there's very little awareness about telehealth in South Carolina.
According to that survey, close to 70% of the over 2,000 people interviewed had never even heard of the term telehealth. So Grimes decided to try and address that with an awareness campaign. This week, the Telehealth Alliance is educating the public through events at local hospitals about telehealth options between doctors and patients. The South Carolina legislature has committed over $60 million over the last 4 years to advance telehealth initiatives across the state.
Thanks to that state funding, we've speeded up the development of telehealth services across the state. And with that continued funding and more collaborations, I see it continuing rapidly, actually, to develop services because now we have the support that we need.
She says support for telehealth services has been growing, but there are still challenges.
A small practice in a rural area may want to bring telehealth services into their clinic or doctor's office, but they have to be able to do it where it's not a financial disadvantage. So one of the things we're trying to do is bring the payers more into the collaborations that we already have. They play a huge role in development of telehealth services.
Grimes hopes by increasing the telehealth services the private insurers cover, smaller private practices will be able to afford to enter the market. And for the Alliance, that collaboration is key to solving many of the problems surrounding the health of South Carolina's population. Senator Thomas Alexander of Oconee County has been a huge proponent of telehealth in the state.
Telehealth is, I think, the wave of the future, provides access to care, access to providers that is very critical, especially in South Carolina. Being from the mountains, from Oconee County and a rural area of South Carolina, we understand the importance of having telehealth throughout the state of South Carolina. That's really what makes South Carolina so special, is that we're when there is a common goal, and it's to improve the, not only the access, but the outcomes to better health for the citizens of this state. We are united. It is about the future of South Carolina. It's about the future of health care, and for us to be on the cutting edge.
The hospitals and doctors offering telehealth services is growing. In the last year, it increased by 50% to 268 distinct telehealth sites. Stakeholders hope that number continues to grow. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. The stories can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.